And now Peter is on. Go, Peter, say something. That's what they have this guy doing. And Cornelius, he told his story. If you look at verse 30, he said, 4 days ago, and so I saw it, and the guys went, and they left the next morning, they stayed overnight at your house, and then you came back, and now here we are, 4 days ago, at about this hour, I was in my house at the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. He describes his vision. And he said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He's lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. So I sent for you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we're all here in the presence of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. And this is the message which God prepared for Peter to deliver. This is the fruit of his life up until this moment. Including the crucifixion of Jesus, including Christ's resurrection, Peter's witness to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, including the recent vision 2 days ago in Joppa on the roof, and including the further directions from God speaking directly to him, go with these men. All of that led to what Peter says next in verse 34. Peter opened his mouth and he said, truly I understand that God shows no partiality. And then here you have your memory verse that's on the front page of your bulletin, something you could memorize and never forget. In every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. That's the word of Scripture. That's everyone. That's anyone. That's free salvation to all who will come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And it works. And it changes hearts. Verse 36, Peter continues, as for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism John proclaimed, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, who's real. And God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. End of quotes. That's what Peter said. That's what Peter knew. It's extemporaneous. It's lacing together the bits of the story that he knows on the spot because someone came and said, right, here's a microphone, go. Do not prepare beforehand what you'll say when you go to speak before kings and rulers. I'm going to speak before kings and rulers. I'm going to speak to Scottish Parliament on February 6th, on Tuesday at whatever o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, I think. Be praying for me. We'll remind you again next week. I had to submit a manuscript to them because they want to make sure that some yahoo isn't going to go up and say something explosive and they have to answer 115,000 letters from people all across Scotland. They make me write to them first. I might be tempted to just show up and say, I'll speak. But they say, yeah, tell us what you're going to say. But when I wrote it, I didn't stop and say, Lord, you know, it's just tricky. Maybe I shouldn't drop the J-bomb. Maybe the Jesus. You know, I don't do that. I said, Lord, what's it going to be this time? And I wrote 8 of them driving along and sitting in the doctor's office, and that's a good note. And I did that. I mean, they invited me in November, and I thought, maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. But on the day that they had to get it, to consider it, I said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And committed to paper what has now been sent. So in front of that paper, I just wrote what I believe God would have me say and sent it as if I had stood before the king that day. And here's the same thing. Peter stood before these people and he said this thing. Look at what it says in verse 44. We're going to get to the end of the chapter. It's not going to take long. While Peter was still saying these things that you just read in verse whatever, 34 to 43. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed. That means Jewish people were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the not Jewish people. They were hearing them speak in tongues and extolling God. And then Peter declared, "Can anybody withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And they asked him to remain for some days. End of scene, end of chapter. 2 points. God confirmed Peter's message about clean and unclean by saving Gentiles, non-Jewish, unclean people. Peter's confusion about what God meant when God said what he said in the scripture we just read was relieved when the circumstance presented itself and he went, "Oh, this is about that." Do you hold some confusing thoughts these days? And do you seek God and say, "What is the meaning of this? And will he reveal it?" Yes. When? That's the kicker. You might have to be dead and see him face to face. And he goes, "Yeah, that was about this." And by the way, I already told you, you missed it. But it's okay. We're all together now. Right? Maybe it will be next week and you go, "Ha! That's why. Man, I wanted that job. I wanted that job. Ah. Okay. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for the one that got away. Because who knows where I'd be today. Thank you, God, for your revelation over time." God confirmed Peter's message. God, now listen, God ruins any hope of a religious formula for salvation, baptism, Holy Spirit, with scriptures about salvation, baptism, and Holy Spirit. If you go through the Bible and you look at salvation and baptism with the water and Holy Spirit with the baptism and the Holy Spirit, it never happens the same way. And in this way, people receive the Holy Spirit. I'll point to you the likely fact that they believed what Peter was saying. And as they came to saving faith, the Holy Spirit said, "Deal, I'm in." And then Peter, looking at people filled with the Holy Spirit, what does being filled with the Holy Spirit look like? So that Peter knew. What do we look like? Filled with the Holy Spirit. So that any other brethren in Christ coming in says, "Yeah, I recognize you're filled with the Spirit. I perceive the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. What you say is true and right. What you're doing is good. Obviously, we're in the family." And Peter coming to people who, these are the first Gentile believers in the Christian church. This is historic. This is, you are not outside, you are inside. And people, Peter says, "This is a family. Dunk them. Baptize them." Who could hold water from baptizing these people? They're obviously Christians. Look at them. And what does the Bible say they looked like when he looked at them? Here we have the confounding of any religious understanding of the meaning or effect of water baptism, or the meaning or discernment of what the Holy Spirit at work in a believer is like. We wouldn't teach from the front that all believers have to speak in tongues. I believe that the scripture speaks clearly, somewhat rhetorically, but clearly that not everyone does. So there isn't a two-tier system of Christian life, people who speak in tongues and people who don't. When you look at the gifts of the Spirit, they're multiple, and I don't think the lists in Scripture are exhaustive. When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, you recognize love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. There's no law against those things, because the Spirit wrote the law, and they all line up. Clearly, faith is the means by which the saving grace of God works. They heard and they believed. and believing, they were born again on the spot, receiving the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of this spiritual birth was recognized by other living believers. And people who are born again, believers in Christ, bear witness in a noteworthy and visible way to their faith. Okay? So taking the mention of tongues out of it, hear this sentence again. People who are born again, believers in Christ, bear witness to this faith in a noteworthy and visible way. You cannot be an undercover Christian. You cannot be a quiet participant in a crowd. This week was Holocaust Remembrance Week. Millions of Jewish people were killed in camps all across the world, in Africa and in Europe and in Asia. Jewish people were killed along with other people, homosexuals, Catholics, this and that. But the Holocaust essentially is recognized as the extensive extermination of the Jews. And this was Holocaust Remembrance Week. And yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I found a picture of a crowd of people, and it's obscene to see people doing that Sieg Heil salute that Nazis did. It's a crowd of people, rank and file normal people, not the soldiers like, yes, sir, with the good order and all the rows of arms out. It wasn't that. It was a crowd of people. And it was like every Tom, Dick, and Harry, some with the wrong hand, some with the and some with the and some with the And everybody, they were caught up in a crowd. And they were like, yeah. And there was one guy, and he's standing there like this. There's a big circle drawn around the guy. He wasn't caught up with the crowd. He wasn't like, ah! He was sitting there going, what load of this are you foisting upon them? And you look at his face. You can find the picture and you can look at it yourself, but I tell you, Christian, you are called to be that guy in this world. Because this world is marching like lemmings over the edge of it, and God loves them, every single one. This world is caught up in the passion of it. And it's good, and I'm in something good, and I stand for what's right, and it's right, and it's good, and it's good. Why is it good? It's good because it's good. Why is it right? Because it's right. And if you don't believe us, you're wrong. That's what this world is marching to right now. And that one person stands back. And Peter goes to these guys, and he says, all the momentum of our religious machine that says they are not in is wrong, because God told me today. I had a vision. The Holy Spirit spoke to me. I went and told people, and the Holy Spirit fell on them, confirming it's true. This is New Testament scripture that changes the direction of faith forever. That's what happened in this story in Acts. Where are we as Christians in this world to lead in this way? God calls us to do it. It's not just the person at the front. It's anyone who's called at any moment to go. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, Peter and Cornelius, Paul and Timothy, each one of us. Not just the heroes with the trading cards, and you hope that you get that one because it's really valuable. God, we commit ourselves to you and this work. We read your scripture and we say that it's true. And then the fellow up here, he's frothy at the mouth because he's excited about it. And am I going to get excited about it? And is the message that he purports, is the message of Scripture, is that the main point? Guide us, each one of us, inside our heads and through your Scripture and in our Bible studies and in our prayer meetings where we do meet and pray for time, repeatedly, because prayer is everywhere in the Bible, and we, like those people, follow the God of the Bible who engages with people through prayer. God, lead us. And your word, make it fruitful in our minds. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to that. I hope it matters to you. These are words that could change your life.